Proclamation number 7057, dated the March 6, 1958. I bestow my grace upon the humble. Single quote. My strength is made perfect in weakness. But that does not mean that a person's faith may be weak. Instead, it entirely concerns the humility of heart, so that a person recognizes himself as weak and unworthy and acknowledges it before me, and that he appeals to me for grace, which then will also flow to him in abundance. My spirit can only work in a genuinely humble person, for he will entirely hand himself over to me. He does not request anything for himself, but leaves it to me to decide what I will give to him. And a truly humble person will indeed receive an abundance of blessings. He will make use of them and also be lovingly active of his own accord, because the side effect of true humility is that it kindles heartfelt love for me and his neighbor. A humble person has already released himself from my adversary's dominion, whose fundamental characteristic is arrogance. Hence he will solely regard coming closer to me as worth striving for, and such desire will be supported on my part. In other words, the spiritual spark in the human being strives to unite with its eternal Father Spirit. Thus I can also pour out my spirit upon it. However, my spirit can never work where my adversary's characteristic of pride can still be found. For this would simultaneously mean my cooperation with him. A person must have entered into humility before I can become effective in him. But what is to be understood by true humility? True humility need not be visible to any person through external conduct, through facial expressions or outward behavior towards his fellow human beings. I solely look upon the humility of heart, the inner admission of weakness and sinfulness, the inner acknowledgement of the being's unworthiness towards his God and Creator, and thus also the admission of his guilt as a result of the past sin of apostasy. All beings had certainly once been in my image, and, as their Creator, their radiant beauty gladdened me. But they did not remain as they had been. Their whole nature changed into the opposite, and in this state they were no longer able to exist before my eyes. But in their delusion they even rebelled against me, because they had adopted my adversary's nature, who is exceedingly proud. The return to me is therefore not possible until the being has discarded its arrogance, until it has changed it into deepest humility, until it recognizes its immense depravity in the vast distance from me, and subsequently stretches its hands longingly out to me for mercy. Then I will truly not hesitate for long. I will take hold of its hands and draw the being close to me, for in its humility it becomes my child, which the Father lovingly draws to his heart and then showers it with evidence of his love, with an abundance of blessings, which he can also illuminate again with his spirit. Then the strength of the spirit will be able to manifest itself clearly. The person will demonstrate gifts which are seemingly supernatural, but which are, in fact, only the being's original characteristics, without which a perfect being is unthinkable. The person will be full of light and strength, that is, he will dispose of extraordinary knowledge as well as of abilities which a person otherwise does not possess. However, despite his obvious bond with God, he will nevertheless remain profoundly humble, for humility is a divine characteristic which merely changed into the opposite as a result of the fall. And so you humans will also always have to strive for true humility if you want my spirit to become effective in you as well, for anyone who still harbors a spark of arrogance in him has not yet released himself from my adversary, and the latter will make a constant effort to keep him enchained. And the world offers him many opportunities for this, so that a person will seek increasingly more fame and honor and look down on everything that is small and lowly. But this is also definite proof of his adherence to the adversary, whom you humans should not ignore, and beware of such inner attitudes, which are truly still far removed from true humility. Nevertheless, if you want me myself to be powerful in you, you must also become conscious of your weakness, for I only bestow my grace upon the humble. Amen.